Hey everyone, today is Pentecost, and that is the celebration of the gift of the Holy Spirit 50 days after Jesus was raised from the dead. For 40 days, he came and went among the disciples, teaching them, and then he ascended to heaven, and then 10 days later, the Holy Spirit was given. So let me read the John passage that speaks of this. This is John 7:37. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So remember, Jesus' glorification is his cross and his resurrection. And I want to look at a chain of scriptures that give us a little picture of this theme of the gift of the Holy Spirit and rivers. Notice he says, rivers of living water will flow. And just a couple things. One, remember that Jesus said to the woman at the well, he could give her a drink. She would stop having to go to the well to drink. So I just want to read these chain of scriptures and allow them to comment on one another and give us a kind of a picture or theology of rivers and a theology, a mini theology of the gift of the Spirit. This is not exhaustive, but these are some of the more important scriptures that touch on what it means for rivers of living water to flow. The first is Psalm 1, verse 3. The blessed man will be like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. So the blessed man is like a man who sunk his roots down deep into that river, and because of that, he always brings forth fruit and he always prospers. And then in Psalm 46, it says this, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High." So it speaks there of the city of God, and in the midst of the city, there is this river that gladdens the heart of the people of God. And then in Ezekiel chapter 47, when Ezekiel is given a tour of the great last days temple that God will construct, a kind of miraculous temple, he is given a vision in chapter 47 where, let me just read a little bit of this. "The angel brought me to the back door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east." So he sees this little trickle of water coming out of the temple, and he goes and follows it outside of the walls of the temple. And it says this, "Going on eastward with a measuring line in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through water, and it was ankle deep. And again he measured 1,000 and led me through water, and it was knee deep. And again he measured 1,000 and led me through water, and it was waist deep. Again he measured 1,000 and it was a river I could not pass through. The water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be passed through." So this water that flows from the temple sort of miraculously multiplies and becomes more and more productive. And then not only that, it grows exponentially, but also this. "As I went back, I saw on the bank of the river very many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said to me, 'This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah and enters the sea. When the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh.'" That's the Dead Sea, where the water has like a 35% salinity. "It will become living water, fresh water. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes." So this water is miraculous water because it brings life where there is death. It brings health where there is sickness. One final scripture that we might look at, just to underline the fact that this theme of a river that gives life, of flowing waters that give life and freshness, we see in the midst of New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation, we see this river once again. Chapter 22, verse 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. So this river, again, it multiplies all through Scripture, and it speaks, again, of the gift of the Holy Spirit to God's people and the way that God wants to bring life where there is death. So one last stop, and this is in the Gospel of John. And this gives us a final picture of where, or maybe how, this river comes. And this will come from John chapter 19. Jesus has been crucified, and it says in verse 33, "But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe." So remember, Jesus is the temple. He is the ultimate temple that God wants to build, and we are living stones. But remember, in Ezekiel's vision, the water flowed from the corner, and from Ezekiel's vision, the water flowed from the throne. Well, where did that water begin to flow? It began to flow when Jesus was glorified, as John said. The Spirit was given when Jesus was glorified. And when that sword pierced his side, that is when the waters of life, the flowing waters of life, came from the side of our Lord, that he could water us and that we could be sources of living water for the earth. So may we drink deeply of the fountain that Jesus opens. And may we bring rivers of living water into the desert of this world, into the deadness of this world, where there is only hatred and selfishness and violence. May we be agents that bring living water into the earth. Amen.